The college experience, Syracuse Orangemen against the Houston Cougars, March Madness, Sweet 16, college basketball preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by WinBet. Get started today and you'll get a risk-free bet up to $500. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at winbet.com. That's WYNNbet.com and download the app today. We're also brought to you by BetQL. Your bracket may bust, but your bankroll never has to with BetQL. Use the promo code March30 for 30% off the entire year of BetQL. That's BetQL, promo code March30. We're also brought to you by OddsCrowd. OddsCrowd has a ton of free fantasy betting contests, including a 2K season-long MLB contest and a $500 weekly contest. Download their app today, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/odds. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/odds. We're also brought to you by Better Than Vegas. Better Than Vegas is your home to free daily video picks from SGPN. It's like YouTube for sports gambling. Make sure to subscribe to our profile at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. We're also brought to you by PicksWise. Follow the PicksWise capper contest at PicksWise.com for free picks and analysis throughout the tournament from the likes of John Rothstein, Rashad Phillips, Jeff Nadeau, and more. See which expert is trending hot as they battle it out for a winner-takes-all $10,000 prize over at PicksWise.com. We're also brought to you by Better Edge. Better Edge operates like a stock exchange for the sports world. Pick the teams you like and have someone else bet the other side. Sign up at betteredge.com. Promo code SGP for a free $10 play. That's Better Edge, BETTOR edge.com. Promo code SGP. Welcome to the college experience, Syracuse Orange. I don't know. And the Houston Cougars, March Madness, Sweet 16, college basketball preview. My name is Colby Swinging Dantabase Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick. And I'm joined. I had to bring this guy in. All right. He's a diehard Syracuse Orange fan. And let me just cue the music on this story. I want to preview the game with the music, but let me just do a little. Oh, this guy here, big fan of the Cleveland Browns, Coach D3 football at Ithaca, the Ithaca Bombers, might I add. The Ithaca Bombers, maybe the best name ever. Give it up for my guy, Joe Volpe. How are you, my friend?
Let's go. Wait, I got one for you. Everybody's got a price.
Yes, I love it. I love million it. Is that a million dollar man? Yeah, million dollar man reference. Dude, how are you, my friend? I thank you for hopping on the show. I know, you know, I know you're a huge Syracuse fan, and I wanted to get you on mainly so you could just kick my ass about how I faded your Orange. And but first off, before I get into that game here, I mean, you were a played and coached at Ithaca College, the Bombers. That's got to be the best nickname. How did I miss? Look, there's a lot of great nicknames in college football, but I feel like the deeper you go into the ranks, the divisions, the better the nicknames. You know, like I feel like FCS, you got the Jackrabbits, you get Colby College up in Maine, the White Mules. You know, gotta love that. I'm sure they're probably changing the white part of it, but that's just our world. But the Bombers. I love the fact that they're the Bombers. I hope there's not a movement against it because I think that's just a great, great name. But you coached tight ends there. You played as a Bomber. How was that experience?
Awesome. Second to none as far as D3 goes. Let me just start by saying, go Bombers.
Yes.
It's a great day to be a Bomber. Oh, always.
Dude, I love that name. I mean, I need to get a t-shirt or something. I got to go up there and catch a game. The Bombers, love that. That's American right there. So let's get into this, man. I know you're an Orange fan. I know you're a Cleveland Brown fan too. Is that just because of the helmets? You just said, "Hey, Syracuse, I'm gonna be Cleveland Browns as well," or what?
You know, Dan, up here in upstate New York, if you go back far enough from my father's generation, you didn't have the Bills to root for. There was two teams. You rooted for the Giants or the next closest, the Cleveland Browns.
Good
Rochester
choice.
Showed one, Syracuse Station showed the other, and Jim Brown was the main event up here, right?
Oh.
So my old man, a bunch of his buddies, we got generations of Browns fans up here, and we've been quiet. And we've been heartbroken for a long time, but we're starting to get the feeling.
God bless you guys, man. I love the Cleveland Browns. They epitomize football. And I thought it was a shame when Modell got rid of them. And even when they
don't mention his name.
Yeah. And even when they came back I just thought they came back and I was like, damn it, man. It's just not right. They should be, dude. You know what I miss is that old baseball stadium they played at.
Municipal Stadium.
It just looked great. I go back and watch all these old games from the 70s and 80s and 90s, and it's like that old stadium just looks like football, man. I know it's a baseball stadium, but it just looks like football the way it was built and designed. I miss stadiums like that. But anyway, let's hop into this. We got the Syracuse Orange. I mean, I'm going to cue the music. I'm going to go soft on the Dundee music here. Okay, why should you be excited about this game? Because why? Oh, Jim Boeheim. Everyone said it's time to retire. It's time to hang it up. But guess what? They get hot at the end of the year. Get in the ACC tournament, do some damage, but lose on a heartbreaker to Virginia. The NCAA tournament puts them in, to the chagrin of a lot of people, and all of a sudden, Jim Boeheim does what he's been doing his whole career, defying the odds. They've already gone on a run. Took down West Virginia, who I had in the Final Four. Took down San Diego State. This team is playing ball. And then you got the Houston Cougars. Kelvin Sampson doing a great job resurrecting this program to the days of Clyde Drexler and Hakeem Olajuwon. Well, they almost got upset by Rutgers, but they came back, got it done. This is an exciting matchup, and I'm excited to break this down with you, my friend. Let's just talk about this wild ride as a Cuse fan. I think just from messaging me that I was not high on the Cuse. I've been eating shit all tournament on the Cuse, and like classic Boeheim, I think like 5 years ago, I think it was 6 years ago, he did the same type of run. When you count this guy out, that zone defense is just, you know, just strangles these offenses. And then you get some hot shooting like we've seen so many times, whether it's Dievendorf, whether it's McNamara, whether it's, you know, whoever. I mean, go back to who was it in the 90s? Was that Lawrence Moten?
We had Hart and Thomas there.
Yeah, I mean, you could just go all the way to the Ronnie Cycli days. By the way, one of the best current DJs of former NBA lineage. All I can think of is Cedric Ceballos and Cycli. But Cycli just a beast back in the day. But anyway, here we are, the Cuse, a team that I could not believe that they made this run. I really could. I thought, okay, maybe they could beat San Diego State. I thought San Diego State struggled at the point guard spot specifically after losing Malachi Flynn a season ago. So I thought, okay, the zone could be tricky on the Aztecs, but I still went with the Aztecs like a fool. And then I thought, no way they get West Virginia. No way they get wet. And I couldn't believe that Huggins went that late to the full court press, because I think if he would have went earlier, they might've won that game. But Buddy Boeheim and also, I mean, Gerard, these guys are just lighting it up from three. I know there's other players that are key contributors, but specifically Boeheim, I grew up a Knicks fan. It was like Reggie Miller all over again, just hitting these ruthless threes. West Virginia would get it down to one or get it down to two, and Boeheim would just bury like a 40 footer, just saying, fuck you to my dreams. So here we are. First off, what's it like been on the ride all year? I mean, were you one of these guys claiming maybe Boeheim it's time to go a couple of weeks ago or a couple of months ago?
You know, I've got buddies who will text me and say that this has been our MO of late. The last 6 years, make a late push, definite bubble team, get into the tournament, we're dangerous. It's been going like that for a while. But people here have been unhappy with Boeheim for 45 years. You know, you go back far enough, guys didn't want him to have the job. To me, He's the real deal. He is Syracuse basketball. I think people are going to be a little upset in a couple of years when we might be scrambling for a good hire. And he calls it like he sees it. I really respect that. He'll say he ain't playing well. You know, he's not sugarcoating anything. And I really value that. I know it rubs some people the wrong way. As far as this year goes, same thing, late push. But you could tell they were putting the pieces together. So, yeah, it's a combination of teams not seeing the zone and the length. But it's also this team got better. Guys were stepping up. The zone's been better. And so obviously the shooting's been hot. They got five guys who can shoot, honestly. Obviously Buddy and Gerard, but Gurrier knocks them down. Griffin, when he's hot, Dolezal can shoot. He's playing out of position and does a different thing this year, but it's been amazing to see Braswell off the bench. Really exciting.
Yeah. And I mean, I've been just taken back by how hot they've been from three. I look at the stats and I know this is for the season. I'm like, oh, they're only at 33.9% from three for the season. But I guarantee you, have I pull up the stats of the past 2 weeks or 3 weeks of the season, it's much better than 33.9%. I guarantee that. But you look at this matchup in the zone. It's an interesting matchup because Houston plays small ball. They do have the fact that Giroux, their best player, had a hip pointer. He played the last game, didn't look great because of that hip pointer. He's extremely skinny too, so I imagine that hip pointer is probably pretty damn painful. Now he gets 5 days off. You got to think that helps Houston, but Houston got very fortunate, very, very fortunate to win that game against Rutgers. Rutgers even missed a dunk, I want to say, in the final 2 minutes that probably would have put this game a little bit out of reach. But this team is a guard heavy team. So I know I got into it with my guy, Ryan Real Money Kramer on the Sports Gambling Podcast about this is the formula to beat the zone. If you have these guys that can just nail threes, I mean, for the season, by the way, Houston shooting at 36% from three, but they have a couple guys, three guys that are shooting over 40% from three, led by, you know, their top scorer, Quentin Grimes. That is the concerning thing, I think, when you break this down. But at the same time, they should be. I know Houston rebounds great for a guard friendly team. Like, they really do a great job. And I'm sure Samson's a big part of that, making that an emphasis. If we're going to play small ball, we got to rebound. But you got to think the length of Syracuse is going to be a problem in this matchup. Houston starts basically, they go four guards and a forward. So that should be a very interesting element of this game, is that the rebounding angle. I think Syracuse will have an opportunity to get multiple possessions. Syracuse's length is a factor, I think, here. And I understand, yes, Houston's great defensively. Let me just hit you with some Ken Pom stats about the Houston Cougars. 11th best defense in the country, 7th best offense. Now, I'm curious to see if Kelvin Sampson studies that film over the past 5 days and sees that West Virginia had a little bit of success running a press against Syracuse. Like I said, a little too late. I am so curious to see if he, implements that in this game plan, because I think that would be I've said it on this whole run. I think the way to stop Syracuse, especially when they're shooting this good, is you gotta full court press. I mean, I look, Gerard's a good point guard, but at the same time, he is a bit undersized. I think if you trap him, you can create some potential turnovers. Dolezal looked a little bit, I know he was inbounding a couple of times, looked a little bit rattled in that West Virginia game. But does that scare you at all that they're that they shoot the three that well, but also the fact that they are a great defensive team? So maybe, and especially at steals, they have, out of those five guys that they start, four of them averaging over 1.2 steals or more per game. So
I'm not as concerned with the 3-point shooting, just because when I mentioned our defense getting better, we're closing out in the beginning of the year. And even towards the middle in the second half, Gerard wasn't getting out there. He was seeing the bench because of it. And he's starting to close out, and our rebounding has come along. So they're getting one shot at it. Now, if they start to drive and then dish and kick, we might be in trouble. That's what it scares me. But just shooting alone, I'm not as concerned about. The press could affect it. Didn't see it enough really this year to know and to comment. When we did see it, it did give us some trouble. Richmond off the bench, the freshman guard, can handle a little bit better, I think. He will turn it over occasionally, but I think if Gerard's flustered, we can go to Richmond and it'll be it'll be solved, I hope.
Yeah, I mean, surprisingly, Houston statistically is a much better rebounding team than Syracuse, which baffles me when you think, wait, one team plays extremely small. Now, I know Syracuse resides in the ACC and Houston's in the AAC, but still, it's pretty mind-numbing when you think, man, they got a bunch of guards. But free throw shooting, if this game comes down to a close game, Syracuse, clear edge in free throw shooting. And I find this hilarious when you break down these stats. The better three-point shooting team for this season is Houston, but the better free throw shooting team by far is Syracuse. I don't know how that happens. Anyway, Syracuse, if it's a close game, they hit their free throws. Houston, decent. Houston's decent at free throws. They're not amazing, but they're decent. But Syracuse, the far better free throw shooting team, if this is a close matchup. But yes, let me hit on the Cues too. I touched on the Cougars stats via Ken Palm. Syracuse, though, 17th best offense, 86th best defense. And as I've been mentioning on this podcast a lot, this defense has been climbing up the ranks of this chart as the season has prolonged. Really, what traditionally happens with Boeheim teams, I feel like year in, year out, and why they have so much success in the postseason is this defense, the zone, continues to get better and better as the season prolongs. So here we are handicapping this game. And I will say, I think one of the key elements of this game, obviously Houston's got to have success against the zone, but I also think they have to man up on Boeheim. And I'm so curious to see, because all of their stats, I think their lockdown defender is going to be Sasser. I think they're going to put Sasser on Boeheim, but I'm not sure because of the height. So maybe I don't know. I think that's going to be one of the compelling angles of this game is who they match up on Boeheim. Because at first I thought Huggins was having some success with that. Then I think they got a little comfortable and then Boeheim started to go off shooting the three and then the game, I mean, he essentially, I don't want to say it was all him. It was a team effort, but the San Diego State game, I feel like it was all Boeheim. I think he was outscoring San Diego State at halftime, but here we are. This line opened up at Houston -6. Now it did jump to 7, but right now I'm seeing across the board at Houston -6.5. I don't know why, but this smells to me. If you were to set a line on this, would you really put it at Houston -6.5? I understand that they're the higher seed, but this Syracuse team is red hot right now. 6.5. What do you think of this line?
Yeah, I think it's complete trash. I got it maybe 2 or 3.
Yeah.
Cuse getting 2 or 3, 7. No way.
That's what I'm saying. Like 6.5 points right now. I gotta take Syracuse, but I almost think there's times, you know, when we're handicapping these games where the line just doesn't make sense. And I'm like, dude, what does Vegas know that I don't know here? You know, like I get it. Houston can hit the three, but they're also going to get destroyed on the boards. I get it. If they're looking at it from analytics, Houston's going to out rebound Syracuse, but I don't believe that's going to really happen. All right. I understand throughout the year, Houston, you know, playing my East Carolina Pirates, they probably own the glass, right? Well, Syracuse, proven battle tested team in the ACC. I expect them to really win the glass. I don't know how they're coming up with this number. They're the better free throw shooting team. I am all over the Cues here, man. And I think sprinkle some on the money line. I mean, call me crazy. And how do you feel? You think you got a shot to win outright?
Yeah, because of what Buddy's done, Buddy Boeheim, the progression to see him go from a standalone shooter to on the move, hitting shots to pump fake and drive past guys and dish it. You know, I don't know if you can just shut him down with one guy. And then I'm confident in the other guys if you do. So I'm all in on Cuse.
I mean, it just doesn't make any sense to me. And I got a feeling Buddy Boeheim is going to be moving along to the Elite Eight feeling like this.
The best looking man, the best dressed man, long limousines, jet airplanes, custom made clothes, and any woman in the world I want.
I got a feeling that's going to be Buddy Boeheim after this run, man. So I am on the Cues. My guy Joe Volpe here is on the Cues. It's too many points. And here's why you bet both. I bet the money line and I bet the 6.5 just to cover your ass. I think there's no way they're going to lose by more than 6.5. So even if Houston, you know, makes some big shots down the stretch and somehow pulls this win out, much like they did with Rutgers, I still think it's, if you bet both, you end up covering. There you go. But I say sprinkle some on the money line as well. I mean, this Cuse team is red hot and they're, I just, The sky's the limit, man. I know that they potentially will take on Loyola or Oregon State, and I think depending on who wins that game, it could be a tricky matchup. But we'll get to that next week. All right. Until then, or I guess we'll get to that Monday. Until then, take the cues. I appreciate you hopping on, Joe. And look, I'm already a Bombers fan. I'm ready to go. I got to get a jersey. I got to go out there and show up. D3 football. Look, this is America, baby. Look at he's got the helmet in the background. I'm ready to go play right now. I'm ready to go watch something. Let's get it going. Thank you for hopping on, man. And I appreciate you and go Orange. And I'll let you anything else you want to plug before you get out of here?
Yeah, just go Orange, go Orange, go Bombers. We're going to send Samson home like we did in 03 with Mello and McNamara, baby.
I love it, man. God bless you. And look, guys, if you're a first time listener to the College Experience, make sure you subscribe. We handicap every single Division I college basketball and college football game. We've been doing it for 4 years. All right. Me, Patty C, NC Nick, over 500 each and every year. That's picking every that's as a collective. Sure. If you want to add up all those numbers, yes, we are still over 500, but each season we've been over 500 in basketball and football for 4 years. All right. And I haven't been able to handicap the Bombers of Ithaca yet, but I'm going to get to them hopefully one of these days. Subscribe, tell a friend. All right. We've also been way over 500 on our locks. We give you all of that for free over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com on a spreadsheet. We don't charge for picks. We won't charge for picks. The only thing I'm going to try to charge you for is your kindness. If you can get over to iTunes, give us a 5-star review. We'd certainly appreciate that. Woo! All right, so get over to iTunes, give us a 5-star review, and if you do, take a screenshot, tag me at the Colby D, and we'll send you a College Experience t-shirt. You'll get brand new gear. You're going to feel like Ric Flair. You're going to be walking down the street saying, I'm the best looking man, right? And I guarantee you, with that aura, with that new shirt on, all right, some Nancy out there, some Rebecca will go down on you, all right? I'm just going to go ahead and say that. All right, at least she'll show you a good time, all right? Something's going to happen good. As long as you're wearing that fucking t-shirt, guarantee you. All right. So please at the Colby D on Twitter, send me that screenshot and we'll hook you up. Give me a follow as well. NC Nick's on Twitter at NC_NICK. Patty C's on Twitter at Patty C831. Give all of them a follow. Great people and knowledgeable as they come. And make sure you follow the Sports Gambling Podcast on Twitter at DSGP Network. Yes. And check out the Slack channel. All right. This is the College Experience. Syracuse Houston style. Take the Orange and the points. Me and my guy Joe Pope are all over it. You better start thinking about yours.